Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Oolitic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. One more time, the calendar rolls around, and the nation is celebrating Earth Day. We do have a lot to celebrate. Of course, there are some people that will whine around about urban sprawl and dirty air. Fortunately, when we examine the facts, they don't really have a case. The overriding fact is that the United States is making steady improvement in the environment. You see, cost is the main reason why the developing world is heavily polluted. When it's a choice between food and clean air, food will win every time. With economic growth, people can afford to invest in environmental quality. Did you realize that we have more trees, more forest land than we had 100 years ago? And go back 200 years and we cut down the trees and plowed up the hills in the east to raise food. But today, many of those acres have been reverted back to trees, reverting back at a rate of 2 million acres per year. It's just simply more economical to farm the plains of the Midwest. Another little appreciated fact is that only 4.8% of our land mass is covered by urban development and roads. All the while, our farms are producing more food than ever before. Air quality has improved by 25% over the last 30 years, and ethanol has helped clean up the air in many of our cities. We're fishing lakes and streams today that 50 years ago were so polluted you couldn't even find a fish. And I'm proud to say that the Conservation Reserve Program, passed when I was secretary, that program sets aside more than 30 million acres of fragile, erosive land for wildlife and grasses. And as I gaze across the field on my farm and watch the corn planter in the distance, as I pick up the rich soil in my hand and sift the dirt between my fingers, I am confident that we can be very proud of our commitment to the environment on Earth Day 2005. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.